Welcome to the William Penn Townsend House, stop 8 on New Brighton Historical Society's walking tour of the Underground Railroad. William Penn Townsend was the oldest son of Robert and Deborah Coleman Townsend, whose home is also one of our tour stops. To recognize his distinguished heritage, his parents proudly named him in honor of his third great-grandfather and founder of Pennsylvania, William Penn. William was born in 1817. He worked through the ranks of his father's wire company until he became a partner in 1840. It was a prosperous position for a young man, and he was able to move his family into this grand house in 1848. Like his Townsend kinfolk, William was an ardent abolitionist. His convictions against slavery were rooted in his faith as a Quaker, which can be traced back to the Philadelphia area where his religious ancestors proclaimed the 1688 Germantown Quaker Petition against slavery, the first protest against African-American slavery made by a religious body in the English colonies. The core sentiments of the petition were profoundly held then, as they are today by Quakers, that every human, regardless of belief, color, or ethnicity, has rights that should not be violated. Additionally, to argue against slavery and for universal human rights, they cite the Golden Rule: do unto others as you would have them do unto you. And like so many abolitionists of the day, the William Penn Townsend family put their faith into action and became part of the Underground Railroad in New Brighton. The third floor of this stately home contains a secret room that could give refuge to as many as 10 runaways at a time. From the rear of the property, fugitives were brought to the house from the Beaver River by way of Blockhouse Run, which was typically hidden in the trees. Blockhouse Run was a simple but significant landmark for runaway slaves escaping north of the Beaver River. The run is the first waterway to the right, and they followed the meandering creek until they reached a hillside that led to a barn behind the Townsend home. There was a second story door and a porch that was available to runaways. They were taken to the third floor where they could hide in the concealed panic room if bounty hunters were hot on their trail. The concealed panic room is located behind a beadboard wall above steps leading to the third floor. A clever design made it so that one could only access the room by turning around on the stairs and opening the concealed door. Once safely inside the William Penn Townsend House, runaways would receive water to bathe, food, clothing, and perhaps medical care from Dr. David Stanton until it was safe to move on to the next safe house on the Underground Railroad. To learn more about the William Penn Townsend House and New Brighton's history of the Underground Railroad, please visit the New Brighton Historical Society.